This is Daf Hashavua, Shir and Amamon for Daf Pehe Maseches Ksuos. We're on Pei Dalet and Amabeis, four lines from the bottom of the page in the middle of the line. Yemar Bar Choshu, that's his name. Yemar, the son of Choshu, have a Masik Beizuze Bahu Gavra. So he had a claim of money against a particular person. Shachiv Vishavik Arba. So the person, the one who owed him money, died. And he left an arba, he left a boat. So Armale Lishluche Zil Tafso Niale. So Yemar Bar Choshu said to a shaliach, said, listen, you go take hold, go seize that boat for me. The guy owes me money. You seize his boat for him. So Azal Tafso, so the shaliach went, and he took hold of the boat. Pagu Bei Rav Papa of Rav Huna Bei Rav Yoshua. So Rav Papa and Rav Huna Bei Yoshua found this shaliach, the shaliach of Yemar, who was seizing the boat, and Amrulei Atofis Lebal Chov, Malkom Shechav La'Acherim. What you're doing is you're taking hold of this boat for the Baal Chov, for the creditor, the one for Yemar who sent you, but it's in a place where Chav La'Acherim, where it's now causing a loss to other people. Why? So look at the last Rashi. Rashi will tell the halacha. Let's read the halacha in the Gemara yet. Vam Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says on the last line in the Gemara, Hatofis lebal chov malkam shachov la'acherim. We turn to Peheim and Aleph. Lo kana. You can't make a kinyan. So if you look at Rashi, four lines to the bottom. Hatofis lebal chov shaliach hatofis metaltalon shalove. Litzorech bal chov. He's seizing the metaltalon of the love for the purpose of paying back the chov, but maybe that love owes money to other people as well. By taking hold of that boat, other people that the love owes money to now are going to lose out. So you can't seize property metaltalon. So therefore, since they haven't lokana tap Rashi, the lav kol kamine lochov ze kede lazako ze, you have no right to now cause a problem, a chov, to others that they lose out in order for the zechus of Yemar, for Yemar to get his loan, to get his money back. So what happened? Tafsu Enu. So they themselves, look at Rashi, Tafsu Enu, they, Rav Huna and Rav Papa, they granted themselves, Rashi Tafsun Enu, Sha'af Heim Noshin Bamos. In fact, this lova owed them money, so this is very much, they were Negebedover. They took it, they had claims against this person who died, the lova, and since Yemar, Bar Choshu Shaliach had no right to take hold of it, they figured, okay, we'll take hold of it ourselves for the loans that are owed to us. And now what do? They tried to show also that they were making a kinyan on it. Rav Papa Memaleach Maluchei. What does that mean? What did he do? Mimlach maluche. We'd have the word malachim. Rashi quotes vayiru hamalachim, the sailors. So Rashi says mimlach maluche. Second line, manhiga beugin shala. He was moving it with its oars to show that he's now taking hold of the boat. He's rowing the boat. Rav Huna brev de Roshua mimatachla baashla. He pulled it with a rope to show that he was acquiring it. It reminds us of the beginning of a metzia. When you find something that's hefker or metzia, how do you take hold of it? Riding the animal, leading the animal. So mara marana kanina lulukulu, mara marana kanina lulukulu. Each one says, I acquired the boat for myself. Each one figure that said that this is the way Rashi says, ani kanina lulukulu, hinhagdi beria. Hanagahasi Beria Mishal Chaveri, meaning the way I was manhig, the way I moved the boat was better, was a better kinyan, the way more than my friend. And we have to remember that it's true that when you move something very, let's like something very big, let's say a cow or a boat, how do you make a kinyan on it? So you make a kinyan on it by a kinyan meshicha, and that's true if you do that in a simta or in a rishus hayachid, but it does not work in rishus harabim. And where was this boat? So the boat was in the river. The river is Rishus HaRabim. So how does this work? So the answer is this is not an acquisition. They're not making a kinyan in the formal sense. They just want to take hold of it as a tfisa. So taking hold of the tfisa, so that was acceptable. And each one claimed that the way I tried to take hold of it was better than the way you tried to take hold of it. It's bria, it's superior than that which my friend did. So how do we, so what do we do? So the Gemara said, Paga Bahu Rav Pinchas Barami. Now Rav Pinchas Barami comes in on the scene. Amaluin said to the said to Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, and to Rav Papa, Rav Shmuel Damer Tavayu Vehushet Zvurun Umlachim Rushus Harabim. They said this halacha that you're able to Rabbi Tarfun's halacha. Remember, Rabbi Tarfun is the one who says Kalakodim Zacha. Rabbi Akiva didn't allow this at all. But Rabbi Tarfun's halacha that says, oh, to take hold of the detached produce of the Yesomim, that's acceptable. That's when it's piled up in a Rishus Harabim. But if it's in a Simta, Rabbi Tarfun would say that it's not acceptable. So if so, as we'll see in the Gemara, said what they respond rather. So they responded, Ananami mecharufusa denara tafisna. No, don't be concerned. This really is a Rishus Harabim. It's not a Simta. We took it from charifusa, from the like flowing the of the river is where you grabbed it. Look at Rashi, mechavusa denara lo matznu al svas hanahar keishya simta. No, don't worry. It's not. We're not seizing it from a simta where that would be a problem. We grabbed it from rather from not from the shore. Ela mizeh chatvanu ashaya molicha b'emtanar. It was in the middle of the river. Shekolas finos holchos sham havikurishus harabim, and that's why we're able to seize it from there. We're only debating whose seizure is considered better, superior than the other. Also, the kame derava. So they came in front of Rava Amalahu. Kake chivare. Chivare means white. Kake means geese. You white geese, Rashi says. Kaka yavazim chivare. Why did he call them white geese? Al shezekinim, because they were elderly. So he said to Rabbi Rav Pup and Rav Huna Rav Yeshua, oh, you're like white geese. Galime mishalche galime dinshi. You take off the clothing of people. You're taking things that don't belong to you. Hachi amar Rav Nachman. V'hu shetfasa mechaim. You can't seize it now. If you want to take hold of the property of the Yerushim, remember, these are people who are Malva. These are people who owed money. But there are Yoshim who should maybe get this boat. So what gives you the right to seize it? They figured that they were following Rabbi Tarfon's halacha. And they said, we did it for Mishus Harabim. That also should be acceptable. But said Rav Nachman, no, we follow Rabbi Akiva's opinion. And the only time that we would allow such a thing to seize the property that's supposed to go to the Yoshim is when you grabbed it Mechaim, when the person was still alive. But here, the person already passed away, that Loveh. So we should follow Rabbi Akiva. They have no right to, the creditor doesn't have the right to seize it at all. It goes to the Yerushim. Okay, so now the Gemara says a new story. Avibi mirei berei drav abo have a maske bezuzi bechozoi. Avimi, the son of Rabbi Abahu, had a maske bezuzi. There was a claim against him from Bechozoi. Bechozoi is the name of a place. People of Bechozoi claimed money from him. He owed them money. Shadrinu biyad chama berei de rabba barabo. So what did he do? He's sending them the money. He wants to pay back. So he sent them in the hands of Chama. Chama is going to be the shaliach to pay back Avimi Bered Rabbi Avo's loan. So Azal Parinu Chama went and paid the people of Chozoi for Avimi's loan. Amraluhu Achavulishtara. So then what did the Chama, the shaliach, said to them? Give me back the document, give me back the shtar. Meaning, I don't want you to collect this money again from Avimi, the person who sent me. So I want to take the shtar back. Amrulay Sitroininu. No, Sitroi means like the other, like Sitra Achara. So they said to him, if you look at Rashi, Sitroi, Mitzad, about eight or so lines into the thin lines, Mitzad Acher, from another side, literally, from another loan, Hainu no shimbo milve al peh, umachmas osa milve nachzik bahem. No, there's another milve that, in fact, Avimi, a loan that he owes, and very nice that you paid back. That's true, very nice. That was one loan, but we're keeping the star for the other loan that he owes us. That's what it means. The what you're paying me back, what you're paying us back is for another loan, a Sitroin Inu. But the loan that's in this star, that has not been paid yet. So we're going to hold on to this star. So us and the Kami to Rabbi Abo. So he came in front of Rabbi Abo. He said, what are you supposed to do? Amarle is lachsadid paritinu. So he said to the shaliach, this Chama person, who was a shaliach of Avimi, to pay back Avimi's loan to the people of Chozoi. So he said, he asked this shaliach Chama, Do you have Eidim that you paid them back? Amar Lelo, he said, no, I don't have Eidim. Amar Le, so Rabbi Abba said, nothing you can do about it. Neither do you call him Lomar Loa Yudra Mayolam. Just like the people of Chozoi would have the right to say, hey, you never paid back at all. You have no proof that you paid back. You have no Eidim. They also have the right to say that the payment that you paid was for another obligation, a different one, and the money in the shtar still hasn't been paid. So they were able to hold on to the shtar, meaning they have amigo, because you don't have Eidim that you paid them back. They have amigo. They could have made a better claim. You never paid me back at all. You didn't pay it back at all. But rather, they're not saying that. They're saying you did pay back, but you pay back for a different loan, but there's another loan that's outstanding. So now the Gemara wants to know, okay, great. So now the shtar, he's not getting the shtar back. Question is, did Chama make a mistake? Lingan shalumi shaliach mai, meaning, does the shaliach have to pay back Avimi for what? Because now Avimi gave him the money to pay back a loan, and now we didn't get the shtar back. So whose responsibility is this? So is the shaliach considered negligent for paying back the money without getting the loan document back? So Amar Avashi Chazina, these are what we need to see. I Amar Leishkol Shtar of Ahav Zuzei. If the Love who sent him Avimi, who sent the shaliach Chama, sent him here, listen to what I want you to do. I want you, Shkolstar, I want you to take hold of that document and give the money. So that was the order. First take hold of the document and then pay him the money. You don't pay any money until they're going to give you that shtar back. So the Mishalim, then the Shaliach Chama has to pay because he's negligent. He didn't follow the instructions. He went out of order and now he got himself and Avimi into trouble. But if he was told by, in this case it's Avimi, but in general, if a case like this would happen, if the instructions were give him the money and take the shtar in that order, lo mishalim, then he's not responsible for paying. He shouldn't be held accountable because he did what he was told. He paid the money and then asked for the shtar. The fact that he didn't give it back and now they have amigo, that's not his problem. Says the Gemara below, he not true. Bein kach u bein kach mishalim. No, the shaliach has to pay back. Even if the instructions were, give the money and take the shtar, it's his negligence. To Amar Le, you know why? Because the Lovi can say, this is a general concept we have in a third paragraph of a Mitzvah. In other places, V'takuni shidar tich v'lo la'avusi. I sent you as a shaliach for Litakune, to improve my situation, and not to make it worse. And that's the way shlichus works. And with such a claim, if you look at Rashi, let's look at Rashi. Mai, about 10 lines into the thin lines. Mai, linyan shlume, the one before that, the shalech. Does the shalech have to pay the mishalech back? Mai, mi have poshea, shehechzir ha-mo'os, ad shalo kibel mehem ha-shtar. Then he returned the money without getting the shtar. So the Gemara came to the conclusion, doesn't matter the order of instructions, because the love who sent him could always say, l'takuni shedar tech, v'hayalach l'daktev takanotzi. You should have been very careful with what I wanted you to do. It shouldn't matter. That I said the instructions in a particular order. Your goal, of course, is to pay back the loan and not get me into trouble. And, of course, you should know that taking the shtar first was the right thing, is what you should have done. Says the Gemara, new case. You had a woman, and she had a maloga. Maloga, Rashi says, dishtari, tik, malay shtaros. She had a knapsack full of documents that were given to her, and the one who owned those shtaros, obviously the person was a mavel, he lent out a lot of money, and that person passed away, so she had all those shtaros. So potentially, had that person been alive, could have used all those shtaros to get money to be paid back. Asu yorshim katavi la le mina. So the person who this is a woman who had these documents, these shtaros, they were given to her to watch, mifkideh, as a deposit. So the one who deposited, who gave the mafkid, who came, gave it to her, came and said, okay, we want it back now. Amalu, she said to them, I held these documents while your father was still alive. And you know why I held on to them? Not because I was just watching them and doing him a favor, but he actually owed money to me. So I held on to these documents in order because this was almost like a collateral. I held on to the documents, he owed me money. And since he owed me money, I was holding on to documents that where other people owed him money. and I was holding on to them for my safekeeping so that I potentially could get paid back. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, the mechayim tafisna luhu b'chov shayachayav li hechazaktim. I held on to them because of the chov, a debt that he owed me. So I'm not giving these up to you. Also, the commentary of Nachman, so the case came in front of Nachman, obviously the Yorshim want these loan documents so they can get the money. So Rav Nachman said to her, Islich sadi de tavua minach mechayim v'lo yahavis niale. Do you have edim that their father, this man, had a tavua, demanded that tick, that knapsack of shtaros while he was still alive, and you didn't give it back to him, meaning he said, I want these back. And you said, no, I'm not giving them back. You owe me money. I'm holding on to them. Do you have edim that conversation went on? Amalelo, she said, no. So in Cain, so Rav Nachman said, have a tfisa l'zachar misa. We can't trust that you took hold of these in his lifetime. We're assuming that you took them l'achar misa. U'tfisa l'achar misa lo klumi. And a tfisa after someone dies, that has no, that's not good at all. Look at Rashi. Have a tfisa d'la'achar misa. She calls man shahayachai. Hayu pikaton biyadech v'harehen kimunachim birushu say v'chiamrin on tfisa mechayim. What tfisa mechayim is kagon shera'u karov lamos. Okay, that would be tfisa mechayim. They see the guy is about to die. V'tafas metatlin shem chavah. Then someone took hold of the tatlin for the purpose of a dead. V'lo hayu pikaton biyado. So then that would be an example of where the guy didn't have the pikaton. So they took hold of what? Of the documents. So that I understand. But here is a tfisa. If you don't have edim to prove that, we assume it's a tfisa lachar misa. So therefore, that's not considered anything. So when was this woman holding on to these shtaros? She was given them as what? As a pikadon. And so we assume if they were given to her as a pikadon, that she was holding them. That's what Rashi meant. Rashi says, she calls man shayachayo, you pikadon biyadech or biyadech, haray, they're kimunachim birshusei. There is as if they were in his rishus the whole time, throughout his lifetime, and they were in his domain, not in her domain. So this is not a tfisa mechaim, this is a tfisa lachamisa. Of course, her claim is that, no, I had them during that time, and therefore they are considered mine. She obviously can't collect with those, because you can collect with someone else's star unless you make a kinyan with that star. But at the same time, she has the right to hold on to them, and unless the Yorishim pay her the loan that she's claiming, she's going to say, I'm going to hold on to these staros. But of course, Rav Nachman ruled in their favor and not in hers.